This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A day after a dramatic blow-up at a White House meeting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi openly questions President Trump's fitness for office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I actually ardently pray for the president.
A reporter said that suggests Pelosi's worried about his well-being.
I am.
And says those around him need to step in.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi says the president's become too unpredictable. He abruptly left a meeting insisting he would not work with Democrats while they investigate him. Pelosi had hours earlier accused him of a cover-up, and spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they couldn't simply meet as if nothing had happened.
The idea of that is insane, I think, to any normal person.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says media reports that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran is not accurate. VOA had reported that Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East, including possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his presidential briefing at the White House, telling reporters he was considering deploying more U.S. forces. Central Africa Republic President Faustin Archange Touadera is blaming the militia group known as 3R for Tuesday's massacre for more than 50 people in a town near the border with Chad. He is demanding its leaders hand over whomever was responsible. He also is observing 3 days of official mourning and called on the nation to mourn a 77-year-old nun whose decapitated body was found in southwestern CAR. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says that he is honored to give U.S. farmers hurt by the trade war with China another $16 million, I should say $16 billion with a B, in aid. Flanked by potato growers, ranchers, and dairymen in the White House, Mr. Trump said Thursday that the aid will help keep the cherished farms thriving and make clear that no country has a veto on America's economic and national security.
We will ensure that our farmers get the relief they need and very, very quickly. It's a good time to be a farmer. We're going to make sure of that.
And this is the second multi-billion dollar bailout the Trump administration has provided to U.S. farmers who have seen Chinese goods and for their products dry up because of tariffs China imposed on U.S. goods to retaliate for U.S. tariffs on Chinese products. White House gave farmers $12 billion last year. A disaster relief bill that was bogged down has finally passed the U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Mike Grossi.
Long-awaited disaster relief may soon be available for states such as Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and Nebraska, and hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico after Republican leaders agreed to toss out President Trump's $4.5 billion request for immigration-related funding. The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $19 billion disaster aid bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer crowed that the president can't shift any of the disaster funds to his pet projects.
The money's going to go where it's intended, not to any else.
But Trump isn't giving up.
We'll take care of the immigration later.
The legislation passed the Senate on a vote of 85-8 and still needs to go through the House. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors announced on Thursday new criminal charges under the Espionage Act against jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange after his alleged role in what they termed as one of the largest compromises of classified information in U.S. history. The charges are not related to WikiLeaks' alleged role in disseminating stolen Democratic emails during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. According to Reuters, British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected Friday to announce the date of her departure, triggering a contest that will bring a new leader to power who is likely to push for a more decisive Brexit divorce deal. After a crisis-riven premiership of almost 3 years, May is due to meet the chairman of the powerful Conservative 1922 committee, which can make or break British prime ministers. May will remain in office during a Conservative Party leadership election lasting about 6 weeks. The contest is likely to start on June 10th after U.S. President Trump's state visit to Britain. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.